The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, let's dive right into it. Welcome back, Nemaha Central and Jefferson West, our boys' starting lineups. And let's start with the Rose Tigers of Jefferson West. It'll be Devin Watkins, a 6'2 senior. Gage Galley is a sophomore as well. Caleb Morse is a sophomore. Then a couple of freshmen getting starts tonight, Connor Reich and Tucker Holthouse. So for the Tigers, again, it's Watkins, Galley, Morse, Reich, Holthouse. For Nemaha Central at 14-3, 8-3 in league play, same as we've seen most of the year. Carter Lutz, Curtis Beck, Marcus Beck, Cole Hermish, and Sam McWilliams, 5 senior starters here on senior night. John Thomas, head coach for the Thunder, 26th year at the helm. Jeff West under first-year head coach Joe Smith. Our tip-off is just moments away, but first we need to step aside for the national anthem, and we are back in just a moment for the start of this ball game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. The second game of our doubleheader tonight between Jefferson West and Nemaha Central here in Seneca, home of the Thunder. Senior night here for Nemaha Central. Honored those seniors in between ball games. The Thunder girls with a big win, 30-27, to keep their spot atop the league standings with just a few games left in the regular season. Thunder boys, all white uniforms. Kind of the mix of black and red for Jeff West. Thunder will go right to left. Jeff West from left to right. Tip controlled by Sam McWilliams. He's going to take it all the way. No good on a quick shot. And then a second chance opportunity is up and no good by Marcus Beck. And then that second miss is tipped out of bounds and last touch by the Tigers. So the Thunder, essentially a third opportunity here on their first possession. They lose Marcus Beck and a layup is good. Marcus Beck, the 6'4 senior, at nearly 14 points per game, and it's the Thunder on the board first, 2-0. As a couple of freshmen getting starts tonight for Jeff West, Connor Reich and Tucker Holthouse. Here is Devin Watkins into the corner. That three is blocked and a rebound for Curtis Beck. He wants to push the pace a little bit. Gets it inside to Hermish. Layup no good, but a foul is called. And Cole Hermish will go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. The foul is on Gage Galley. That's his first. So Cole Hermish, the 6'2 senior, had just 2 points and 6 rebounds against Royal Valley on Friday, averaging over 6 points per game. Will shoot 2, first up and good. He's right about 55% at the line, makes it 3-0 Nemaha Central. Not quite 40 seconds into this ball game. Nemaha Central won the first matchup at Jeff West, 55-41. That was a game that was close through three quarters. They pulled away in the fourth. Second, no good by Hermish, and a rebound for Galley. So here comes Jeff West, down 3-0. Not quite a minute in. This is Connor Reich, the freshman. Working on McWilliams, gets it right side to Galley. He is guarded by Curtis Beck. Wants to work from the right block. Stops there. Good defense there. Knocked away by Beck and near steal. But Galley needs to get it off before a five count. Now here's Connor Reich. A drive. Shot is up. No good. And a rebound for Marcus Beck. He wants to push it. Stops on the right wing to his brother Curtis. Steps into a three. Too strong. And a rebound for Devin Watkins for Jeff West. Here's Watkins. Left side, now he goes inside to Galley, turns, trying to go up and under, not there, kicks into the corner with Reich. Up top to Watkins, 3-0 our score, 6:29 left here in the quarter. Just getting going. As it's Galley now, top of the key, Watkins gets it left side on the wing. Here is Caleb Morris, a touch, now Galley a three, this one no good from the right wing, and a rebound for Marcus Beck. Beck bouncing it. Nice pass. Ball fake by Hermish. Count it and the foul. Cole Hermish with an A1 opportunity. And the foul is on Galley, and that is his second. And we get a quick timeout by Joe Smith and Jefferson West. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. 6:06 left first quarter. It's a 5-0 Nemaha Central lead. I would think the Thunder are fairly motivated in this game. They had a 10-game winning streak snap a week ago at Sabetha, 54-41, and they lost their second straight Friday to then 3A number one Royal Valley, 62-42. Royal Valley has dropped to number four in the latest rankings, and the Thunder dropped from number four to number 10 this week. So I would think some motivation here for the Thunder to get a win and get back on track is in Royal Valley controlling their destiny to win their third straight league title. Hermish at the line is good. And a good start for Cole Hermish. He has four up the six, and it's a 6-0 lead for Nemaha Central. So we're coming up on 2 minutes into the first period. Here is Tucker Holthouse, the freshman, right side. This is Watkins, missing him on a cut. Has the dribble, now wants to use it. He is guarded by Marcus Beck. He had it knocked away into the backcourt, and that's going to be a steal. And it's a two-handed flush for Marcus Beck. Two-handed jam. It's an 8-0 Thunder. Here is Caleb Morris, the sophomore. Gets it off to Galley in the corner. Stops on the right wing. Good defense and intensity so far for the Thunder. Reset up top with Connor Reich, the freshman. Had it knocked away by McWilliams, but gets it back. And then a foul's going to be called on Curtis Beck, trying to come in for a double and a steal. It's the first foul against the Thunder as Watkins will throw it in. They get it to Galley. Here's Holthouse, the freshman. Floater, in and out, no good. It was a decent look. McWilliams trying to get the rebound, and then a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Jeff West. Give it back to the Thunder. They get this one on Caleb Morris. That's his first. Team number two. Team third. So 5.5 minutes left to go. First quarter, it's an 8-0 Nemaha Central lead. Here's Curtis Beck, cut off baseline, kicks it off to Hermish. Now back into the corner with Curtis Beck. Nice pass to Carter Lutz inside. Easy bucket for the 6'3 senior Carter Lutz. Makes it 10-0 Thunder, not quite 3 minutes into the period. Here's Watkins. Well, the freshman Holthouse inside, and then he is called for a travel. As we'll get a couple of subs into the game. Cooper Munson, also Ty Euler, and Colby Ferentz. A couple of bodies into the game for Jefferson West. 5:04 left here in the first. A roaring start for the Thunder. They lead it 10-0. They want to set up the lob and a two-handed jam. Loose to Marcus Beck with six. His second flush of the quarter. It's 12-0 Thunder. The Thunder roll. Here's Munson. Hands it off to Holthouse. Back up top to Reich. Puts it on the dribble. Guarded by McWilliams. Miss Euler on a cut. Now Euler backs down into the corner. Gets it there. Shuffles it up top to Reich. 4.5 minutes left in the first. It's a 12-0 lead for Nemaha Central. Euler a pull-up 19-foot J. Short. And a rebound for Marcus Beck. Wants to push it. Gets it off to Hermish and then laid up inside, and that one is good. That is Curtis Beck who ends up with that bucket. Makes it 14-0 at 4:09 left to go in the first. Tough start here for Jefferson West. Again, it's just been a tough season. They lost 9 seniors off their team last year, so it is a whole new look for the Tiger program as Ferentz going to fire a 3, in and out, no good. Rebound for Curtis Beck. Here's Carter Lutz. Top of the key, hands it off to McWilliams, down to 3:45 left in the period. 14-0, Nemaha Central. Here's Hermish, top of the key, hands it off to Marcus Beck. Hermish at the free throw line, Munson knocks it away, but Hermish gathers. Now Lutz left side, a deep left wing, 3, in and out, no good. Hermish battles for the rebound, his shot is up, no good. And then it's going to roll out of bounds here into the corner, and it's going to go back to Jeff West. Jeff West will have Devin Watkins check back in. Also, Gage Galley will check in as well. And Cooper Hike, the junior, is going to check in for the Thunder, replacing McWilliams. So here comes Jeff West, down 14-0, under 3:20 to go here in the first. This is Devin Watkins, the senior. Works it right, guarded by Lutz, stops on the wing. They set up Farron up top. Now left side it goes. Euler in the corner. Back up top to Galley. He wants to drive. Floater, short. And a rebound for Curtis Beck. Bouncing it to his brother Marcus. Skips it left corner, Carter Lutz. Now he wants to go baseline. Nice little bounce pass to the corner. It's Marcus Beck up top. Now Hermish has it. Back to Marcus, high right. Ball fakes, gets by Euler, lost it out of bounds, and a turnover by Nemaha Central. So the Thunder turn it over. Jeff West down 14-0, 2:45 left here in the first. This is a Tiger team coming off a loss to Sabetha, 63-31 on Friday night. Mentioned Royal Valley defeating Nemaha Central here at Nemaha Central High, 62-42. There's the steal, and here comes the boom, and a two-handed flush for Curtis Beck in a timeout. Jeff West, 3 dunks, 16-0 Thunder. 2.5 minutes to go in the first, and it's a 30-second timeout. We will keep it right here. What a start for Nemaha Central. 16-0 their lead. Marcus Beck with 6. Curtis Beck and Cole Hermish each with 4. And Carter Lutz has 2. As this one could get out of hand fairly quickly if Jeff West is not careful. You could see the little motivation, the little extra fire from the Thunder here to start after back-to-back losses to really hurt themselves in terms of winning a league title this season. As they're 2 games back of Royal Valley in the Big 7 with just 3 games to go, including this one tonight. And at this point, if you can't win the league, every win going to help in sub-state. And what's a very challenging sub-state, not next week, but the week after, we'll have a full slate of sub-state basketball coverage across our great airwaves. Euler, they set him up inside, guarded by Lute. Shot blocked at the rim by Lute. Good defense by Carter Lutz, all 6'3 of them. Blocking the senior, Ty Euler. Here's Cooper Hike in the corner. Bouncing it up top to Lutz. Deep NBA range. 3! Book it for Carter Lutz. He's got 5 and his 31st made 3 of the season. There's a whistle and a foul after a steal. As it was Marcus Beck who came away with a steal. And then the foul's going to be called on Ty Euler, his first. It is 19-0, Nemaha Central. As Holden Bass, the sophomore, is going to check in for Cole Hermish. There's a big body in there for Holden Bass, a finalist for 2A Defensive Player of the Year in football this past season. Seen sporadic minutes. Lutz, a heat check. Oh, baby. Carter Lutz from downtown. He's got now 8, and it's a traveling call against Jeff West in the backcourt, and the lead balloons to 22-0 with 1:45 left to go in the quarter. My, oh, my. Both of those threes by Carter Lutz close to NBA range as they set up a lob that's put up and in by Curtis Beck, and he's got 6. He nearly threw it down, and it's now 24-0 with 1:35 left here in the first quarter. Here is the freshman Reich into the corner. It goes with Colby Ferentz. Back to Reich in the corner. Ferentz sets a screen for him, not much with it. Gets it back to the top of the key with Galley. Galley hands it off to Devin Watkins. Gets a screen from Munson. They want to find him inside. Munson on the block. Kicks it. Galley a 3. In and out, no good. And a rebound for Nemaha Central. It's Marcus Beck. Looking for Holden Bass, and Devin Watkins comes away with a nice steal. Good read there by Watkins. Stops, had it knocked away, but into the hands of Connor Reich. They go inside to Munson on Bass. His shot no good. Carter Lutz the rebound on the backside. 50 seconds to go. 24-0 Thunder. Lutz again left it short. And a rebound for Reich and Jeff West. And we're down to 40 seconds to go here in the first. 24-0 Nemaha Central. This is Ferentz. Top of the key pass. It goes to Reich. Ball fake, gets in, shot might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Holden Bass. Gets it up the floor to Curtis Beck. Now Cooper Hike, 23 seconds. Curtis Beck, baseline drive, and a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called with 21 seconds to go. We'll get Devin Watkins with his first. Team foul number 5, or correction, number 4. Take that back, that is 5 team fouls as Wade Leonard checks in, the junior for Nemaha Central. So 21 seconds to go here in the first. They get it inside. Marcus Beck turning. They get it back up top here to Curtis. Back to Marcus. Little give and go, and the layup is good. Beautifully done by the Twins. Curtis and Marcus. Curtis with a 26-0 with 7 seconds to go here in the quarter. An unbelievable display here. Hazel set it up. Holthouse at 3. This is no good, and that is the end of the first. My, oh, my. Nemaha Central with a 26-0 lead over Jefferson West. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Couldn't have got more perfect in the first quarter for Nemaha Central as they lead. Check notes, 26-0 over Jefferson West as we start the second quarter. A very motivated Thunder team coming off their second straight loss on Friday to Royal Valley. And a Jeff West team looking for their first win. Watkins, a layup attempt, no good. Rebound for Holden Bass, so Jeff West still the goose egg on the board. Here's Wade Leonard, left side on the wing, looking for Hermish inside. Good kick to Hike in the corner for 3, book it. Cooper Hike, a triple. And it's now 29-0. We're 40 seconds into the second quarter. And that's the first non-starter to score for the Thunder, as Cooper Hike's been a great piece off the bench all year for John Thomas and company. Here's Watkins. Right side it goes to Holthaus. That pass knocked away and a steal by Hermish. Here's Cooper Hike. Driving, kicks to Leonard. He wants to try. This one not there from three, and a rebound for Jeff West. Rebound for Gage Galley. Here is Connor Reich, the freshman. Gets it into the corner. Now to the other freshman, that's Holthaus. He wants to go all the way, and he'll lay it in for two, and Jefferson West is on the board. Tucker Holthaus, the freshman, makes it 29-2. Pass deflected out of bounds. Good sequence here by Holthaus. Marcus Beck back into the game, replacing his brother Curtis. 6:34 until halftime. It's a 29-2 Nemaha Central lead as Hike gets open for three, and that is good. Cooper Hike, 2 for 2 from downtown. It is 32-2 in favor of the Thunder. Here is Colby Ferentz into the corner with Devin Watkins. Watkins has it top of the key, and he is bumped and he is fouled. They will get Cooper Hike with this foul, his first. Team second, so Jeff West set to throw it in. Underneath their own bucket, they trail 32-2. 6:12 until halftime. They throw it into the backcourt. The freshman has it, Connor Reich. Guarded by Wade Leonard. Leonard pushing him out into the corner. Now Galley high right. Guarded by Holden Bass. They'll reset it at the top of the key. Reich lost it. Out of bounds. And a turnover for Jeff West. So the Thunder get it back, leading by 30 with 5:53 left in the first half. 32-2 is our score. They led 26-0 at the end of one. Into the corner, Hike. This is a heat check. Not there this time, and a rebound for Jeff West. Galley, his third rebound. Here's Devin Watkins, left side on the wing, backing out on Hike. Looking inside for Galley. Working on Bass. Shot is up. In and out, no good. Decent look by Galley, and a rebound for Marcus Beck. Beck inside. Hermish, too much on the pass. Out of bounds it goes. Third turnover by Nemaha Central as Sam McWilliams will check in for Hike. Down to 5:24 until halftime. 32-2 our score. Nemaha Central by 30. As again, Connor Reich, the freshman. He's going to get right, hand it off to Colby Ferentz on the wing, guarded by McWilliams. Left side to Watkins on the wing, looking for a cut, not there. Galley, a three, in. Gage Galley from downtown. And first bucket for him makes it 32-5 with under 5 minutes to go. And then Holden Bass, they get it inside to him on the block, and free throws coming up for the big sophomore. They will get Galley with his third. Team foul number 6, so a big foul. Gage Galley with 3. As Holden Bass will shoot a couple of free throws, as the first one is no good. He's now just 3 of 15 at the line this season. He averages just over 2 points and a couple of rebounds per game. Second is good. So he goes 1 for 2. He's in the book. Brian Kelly, a junior, into the game for Jeff West, replacing Galley with the 3 fouls. A 33-5 Nemaha Central lead at under 5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Watkins getting past Marcus Beck and then had it knocked away from behind and a steal. A 3-on-2 break. Here is Wade Leonard. Layup no good. Hermish the rebound. Puts it up and in and one. How about Cole Hermish? Now 6 points here in the first half and a chance at a 3-point play. They get Colby Ferentz with the foul. His first team 7th. Carter Lutz back into the game. And Cooper Munson back in as well for Jeff West. Down to 4:39 left in this first half. It's a 30-point Nemaha Central lead at 35-5. And Cole Hermish a chance at a 3-point play, trying to cap this one off. And he left it short. It didn't even hit the rim. He's now 2 for 4 at the line. So a 35-5 lead for the Thunder as Jeff West gets the ball back. There is Holthaus, the freshman, working on Carter Lutz. Into the corner with Kelly, who just checked in. They want Munson inside. It's not there. Kelly works it around the perimeter. A nice bounce pass. Here is a shot from the short corner. That's no good, but Holthaus gets his own rebound and then turns it over. Then here is Wade Leonard in transition, who lays it up and in. Leonard, his first basket, makes it 37-5 as coming up on the halfway point here in the second quarter. Here is Reich, the freshman. Ferentz inside. Back to Reich on the wing. Guarded by Leonard. They want Munson inside. They get it to him. And Munson, good position. He can't make the layup. And tipped out and finally brought in by Marcus Beck. They get Lutz in the right corner for three. Not there. And tipped. And a whistle and a foul. This one will be on Cole Hermisch as Munson gathered that miss. Team foul number three. Curtis Beck will check in for Hermisch. 3:41 left in the second quarter. It's a 37-5 Nemaha Central lead. They led 26-0 at the end of the first quarter. And they have not looked back at this point as that's a missed shot out of bounds, and it's last touched by Nemaha Central, so it will stay with Jefferson West as the Tigers will throw it in underneath their own bucket, just trying to get some kind of flow and momentum going as Ferentz going to throw it in. Trying to bounce it into Munson, and then Munson's bumped from behind, and a whistle and a foul as they will get Sam McWilliams with his first, team fourth. So once again, the Tigers to throw it in. Ferent underneath. Want to set it up into the corner. They do. They get it into Brian Kelly. Kelly has it top of the key. Gets it off to Reich, the freshman. Drive short corner. Left side. Working on Leonard. Gets it off to Holthaus, who throws up a shot. No good. And a rebound for Sam McWilliams. He wants to push the tempo. Leonard in the corner for three. In and out. No good. And a rebound for Munson. Under 3 minutes to go in the first half. 37-5. Nemaha Central. Ferentz a floater. That one's good. Colby Ferentz from the left baseline. His first basket makes it 37-5. And then it is Brian Kelly, who comes away with a steal for Jeff West. Left side to Ferentz for three. Good! Colby Ferentz from downtown. He's got five. That's a 5-0 spurt by Ferentz. Makes it 37-10. With 2:24 to go until halftime. Here is a layup attempt. Up no good by Beck, and a whistle and a foul. As that was Curtis Beck. They will get Holthaus with the foul, his first. Team foul number eight, so Curtis Beck is going to shoot a 1-1. As Holden Bass is back into the game for the Thunder. A near 60% free throw shooter is Curtis Beck, and he buries the first. And he's got nine. Devin Watkins going to check back in for Jeff West, replacing Colby Ferentz. Ferentz a nice minute. Five quick points for him. 38-10 is our score. Nemaha Central leading by 28. The second free throw rims out no good. A rebound for Munson. Here is Devin Watkins. Hands it off to the freshman Holthaus. Curls, kicks it Kelly, left wing. Backs out, now works it towards the corner, stops prematurely, but wants to hand it off, does so to Holthaus. Holthaus the baseline drive, and he's bumped and fouled. They will get Carter Lutz with this foul, his first. Team foul number five. Down to under 2 minutes to go, 1:57 until halftime. It's a 38-10 Nemaha Central lead. Watkins to throw it in, gets it up top to Reich. Reich working on McWilliams. The defense here by McWilliams nearly forcing a five count. They get it inside to Munson. Shot is up, no good. Rebound for Holden Bass. Good defense inside on the post. Here's Curtis Beck. He wants to go coast to coast, but kicks it to his brother Marcus in the corner. Now he drives, curls in the lane, bouncing one to Holden Bass inside, but off his knee and out of bounds, and a turnover by the Thunder. Cooper Hike will check in, replacing Marcus Beck. Down to 133 until halftime, 38-10, Nemaha Central leading by 28. Jeff West played much better here in the second quarter. But got down 26-0. But after that, it's been a 12-10 game. Here's a floater. No good inside. And a rebound for Cooper Hike. He wants to push. Right side pass into the corner. Inside to Bass. Shot up, no good. Loose at it. Out of his hands. And the rebound by Reich. Here's Reich. Hands it off to Holthouse, 50 seconds to go until halftime. Kicks it to Watkins, right side on the wing. Good close out there by Hike. Needs to get rid of it. Does so to Holthouse. Wants to curl, and the shot is blocked. But they're going to call a foul on Carter Lutz. Free throws coming up for Jeff West. Second foul on Lutz. Tucker Holthouse, the freshman, couple of points here in the first half, first opportunities for him at the free throw line. The lefty fires the first, left it short, no good. Down to 40 seconds left here in the first half. Second free throw is out, no good. He goes 0 for 2 and a rebound for Curtis Beck. So 36 seconds to go. McWilliams lost it. Hike has it. Skips it. Carter Lutz, left side on the wing. Baseline drive. Left his feet. Kicks it. McWilliams for 3. Short. Rebound for Curtis Beck, and his layup is good. Curtis Beck, 11 here in the first half, makes it 40-10 with 19 seconds to go. There is Brian Kelly, dribbling towards the corner, picks it up on the wing. 7 seconds to go. Munson shot is up and good. Cooper Munson makes it 40-12. 2 seconds to go. Here's Curtis Beck to loop in the corner, but they don't get a shot up in time, and that's the end of the first half. And all Nemaha Central, they lead it 40-12 here at the break. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a one-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and slagging compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Call Nemaha Central here at the half. They lead Jefferson West 40-12. Second game of our doubleheader here on KNZA, and they led 26-0 at the end of the first quarter, but credit to Jeff West. They certainly fought, and they kept it within two in the second quarter. Nemaha Central outscored the Tigers 14-12 in the second quarter, and we sit with a 40-12 Nemaha Central halftime lead. Let's get you the numbers in the first half here, as we'll start with the Thunder. 11 points and 7 rebounds to lead the way for Curtis Beck. His brother Mark is at 6 points, 7 rebounds as well. Carter Leith had a couple of threes and 8 points. Cole Hermish added 6. Cooper Hike had 6 on a couple of threes. Wade Leonard had 2, and Holden Bass had 1. Colby Ferentz, the leading scorer for Jeff West, he had 5, including a 3. Gage Galley had 3. Cooper Munson had 2. And then Tucker Holthouse had 2 points as well. Nemaha Central out-rebounding Jeff West 23-8. Tigers had 9 turnovers. Thunder had 6 turnovers. Thunder hit 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Tigers missed their lone 2 opportunities from the free throw line. Get our score at the half. Nemaha Central 40, Jefferson West 12, and we continue after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Nemaha Central in control, leading 40-12 at halftime over Jefferson West. If you're just tuning in and you missed the first game of our doubleheader, you missed a good one, as it was the Nemaha Central girls knocking off the Lady Tigers 30-27 in what was a crucial game inside the Big 7, as Hiawatha got a win, which keeps them afloat, but the Thunder trying to win their fifth straight Big 7 league title. They sit atop the league at 10-2. Jeff West, they fall a step behind now at 9-4. And then you got Hiawatha, who sits there at 9-3, a game back of Nemaha Central. The Thunder boys, who have lost back-to-back games coming into tonight's game, they are two games back of Royal Valley, who dropped to number 4 in the latest 3A rankings from the KBCA. Thunder boys dropped all the way from 4 to 10 this week in the rankings, but certainly trying to get wins to help their sub-state seeding. But the Thunder girls in a good spot to win their fifth straight league title, and as of right now, it's the Royal Valley boys who hold the top spot in the Big 7. Continuing the halftime entertainment here, and fans donating some money to a good cause, so love to see that. And we've got a few minutes here until we start the second half of play. Again, it was a monster first half for the Thunder as they led 26-0 at the end of the first quarter. They got 11 from Curtis Beck, and he also had 7 rebounds. Marcus, his brother, had 6 points and 7 rebounds as well. Cole Hermish added 6. Carter Lutz had 8 with a couple of threes. Cooper Hike had 2 threes and 6 points. Wade Leonard had 2. Holden Bass had 1. And then it was Colby Ferentz who led the way for Jeff West again. He had 5 in the first half. Again, they are continuing to clean up the floor from the halftime entertainments. We appreciate everyone who donated to the cause here this evening. And it's been a lot of fun here tonight. Again, the girls' contest was great, but the Thunder boys, they are absolutely in control here at the half as they lead Jefferson West by a score of 40-12. We'll step aside one final time, a 2-minute timeout. The second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Getting ready to start the second half here from Nemaha Central High School. Thunder leading Jefferson West 40-12. As again, it was just a monster first half. Thunder in control, looking for the sweep tonight as the Thunder girls won the first ball game against Jeff West, 30-27. This one is 40-12 Thunder, as we're just about to start the second half of play. The Thunder will go with their starters, Curtis and Marcus Beck, Carter Lutz, Sam McWilliams, and Cole Hermish, and it looks to be the 5 that started the night as well for Jeff West in Reich, Holthouse, Morris, Watkins, and Galley. But now the Thunder going from left to right. We are underway here in the second half. Zone defense being put out by Jefferson West. Here's Lutz, left side pass to McWilliams. Hermish inside, shot up no good. Might have been partially blocked, and a rebound for Caleb Morris. Here's Reich, the freshman, cut off by McWilliams, spins away, left wing, hands it off to Holthouse, wanting to bounce one inside, does so to Galley, turns, doubles, kicks to the corner, Reich for three, it's an air ball, and a rebound for the Thunder, brought down by Marcus Beck. Carter Lutz, left corner, backs it out high left, will reset the offense. 45 seconds into the third quarter. It's a 40-12 Nemaha Central lead, and that one off the fingertips of Marcus Beck and out of bounds. So a Thunder turnover will give it back to Jefferson West. Here's Reich, the freshman, across the timeline from right to left. Angles right, comes back to the top of the key. Now works it back right side. Get it to Galley on the right wing. Curls, fires, shot blocked, tipped into the front court, and it's going to be Curtis Beck. Gets it out to Carter Lutz. Dunks it with the left hand. Carter Lutz now with 10. That's the fourth dunk tonight for the Thunder. The lead is back to 30 at 42-12. Thunder putting on a show here tonight as that one is lost by Morse, but gets it off to Reich in the corner. Jeff West able to keep it. Here's Holthouse, top of the key, gets it to Galley for a long two. That one is no good left side. A rebound for Curtis Beck. They want to get it up the floor. Does so to Carter Lutz, and his shot is blocked, but a whistle and a foul. This will be Tucker Holthouse, who picks up his second. And Carter Lutz will shoot two. Good game for Carter Lutz. 10 points, couple of rebounds. First opportunities at the stripe. He's a 74% foul shooter, and that one rims out no good. 6:19 left here in the third. It's a 30-point Nemaha Central lead at 42-12. Lutz trying to knock in one of two. He misses them both, and Hermish grabs the rebound and had it knocked out of bounds. So despite Lutz going 0 for 2 there from the line, Hermish will help keep the possession alive and give the Thunder the ball back as they want to set up a lob inside. That one's no good, but it's tipped out to the right wing. Now Carter Lutz will fire a deep three. That one's good. Carter Lutz again from downtown. He's got 13. Makes it 45-12. Thunder, as we're about 2 minutes into this third quarter. Moore setting a screen on McWilliams. Reich on the right wing. Trying to work it into the corner. Gets it off to Watkins, top of the key. Now here's Galley, a three, not there, and a rebound for Carter Lutz, and then a whistle and a foul. As they will get Tucker Holthouse with his third. So here's Sam McWilliams up the floor, near sideline. Hands it off to Lutz. Top of the key. It goes to Marcus Beck, to his brother Curtis in the corner. Touch pass to Lutz. Short corner left. Back to Curtis. Now here's Hermish. Spins inside. Shot up no good, but an offensive rebound. And I think we get a whistle and a foul. I think as Hermish went up for two. So free throw should be coming up for Cole Hermish. We'll get Caleb Morris with his second. And it will be Cole Hermish to shoot two. 6 points and three rebounds for Hermish here in the ball game. He's short on that free throw. Got 5.5 minutes left here in the third. It's a 45-12 Nemaha Central lead. As they're trying to snap a brief two-game slide, and Hermish able to go 1 for 2. He's got 7. Makes it 46-12. Under 5.5 minutes to go. Here's Reich, the freshman, again guarded by McWilliams, and then he is bumped and fouled. McWilliams picks up his second. The first team foul for the Thunder here in the second half. As that one is stolen in the backcourt, and here comes Showtime. Curtis Beck, a two-handed flush. five dunks in the game for Nemaha Central. 48-12 is the score as we're about 3 minutes into the third. Here's Morse, top of the key, wants to hand it off. Tried to Holthaus, but instead Morse has it to Galley in the corner for three. This one off the heel. Offensive rebound for Morse, and then who's put back is up and in. Caleb Morse on the board for two. Makes it 48-14. Under 5 minutes to go here in the third. There's a deflected pass, and there's a steal for Jeff West. Holthaus comes away with it, stops and pops and lays it in for two. Tucker Holthaus has four. Quick 4 points for the Tigers. Makes it 48-16. As Jeff West comes away with another steal with Devin Watkins, and he missed the layup. Marcus Beck the rebound, pushing the pace. Carter Lutz steps into a 19-foot J. Pure. Carter Lutz with 15. 50-16, Thunder at 4:10 to go here in the third. Here's Reich. Had it tipped into the backcourt. Here's another steal. Showtime for Marcus Beck and another two-handed flush. Dunk number six. He's got eight. 52-16, Thunder. Timeout, Jeff West. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. So it's a 50, or correction, it is going to be a full, so we'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break. All Thunder with under 4 minutes to go in the third. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom, fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program, flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 3:58 left here in the third quarter. Jeff West with the ball, trailing though 52-16. As we'll get a couple of subs coming in, next dead ball for Jeff West. Here's a left side pass to Watkins on the wing, guarded by Marcus Beck. Wants to go baseline, gets all the way in and lays it in for two. Devin Watkins, the senior, his first bucket, makes it 52-18. 3:35 to go. Nice bounce pass. Top of the key. Marcus Beck, a triple, and that is good. Marcus Beck now in the double figures with 11. It's 55-18 at 3:20 to go in the third. Here's the freshman. It's Reich. Deflected pass out of bounds. It'll stay with Jefferson West, as again we'll get a couple subs into the game. A full five in for Nemaha Central, as the music just got turned on here. Here is Galley, top of the key. Coming up on 3 minutes left in the third, 55-18. Here is Tate Seymour, a freshman who's in the game. There's a shot inside, no good. Rebound for Holden Bass. And here comes Cooper Hike to Gavin Kane, a junior who's now into the game. Kane has it, steps back, short corner left. Picks up the dribble, now has it again. Up top it goes to Wade Leonard. Leonard in between the rings out high. He's guarded by Brian Kelly, the junior. Right side pass to Hike in the corner. Guarded heavily here by Holthaus. Gets around and a whistle and a foul. It will get Holthaus with his fourth. Team foul number four. 2:34 left in this third. 55-18 at this rate. We'll have a running clock in the fourth. Here is Wade Leonard, top of the key. Here's Cooper Hike, gets a look and a running drive at the bucket, missed it. And a rebound for Jefferson West. It's Caleb Morris who gathers that one. Here's a three by Holthouse. That one is no good. And ball tips out of bounds, and it'll go back to Nemaha Central. So Nemaha Central getting it back. Jeff West fans are upset. No call was made with a lot of contact inside. Kane bouncing it up top to Holden Bass. Right side to Cooper Hike. Bass again up top. Back to Hike. They'll reset. 2 minutes to go here in the third. 55-18. Nemaha Central. Here is the junior, Gavin Kane, his fifth appearance of the season. And he banks in a deep three. Gavin Kane from downtown. And that's his first triple of the year. Makes it a 40-point game at 58-18. And 1:38 to go, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Jeff West will keep it there into the floor. As they get it off into the corner with Kelly. Kelly quickly doubled, but gets it into Tate Seymour, a freshman again, who's seeing his first action tonight for Jeff West. There's a whistle and a foul, and two shots coming up here for Gage Galley. Stops the clock at 1:28. The foul's on Abe Hilbert. So Abe Hilbert picks up his first foul. So Galley will shoot two. These are the third and fourth free throw attempts of the night for Jeff West. Galley knocks it in. He's got four. Makes it 58-19. And the 1:28 left in this third period. The second free throw is too strong off the heel. Battle for the rebound. Morse has it, and he's tied up with Hilbert. And the possession arrow will keep it. Or wait, they're going to call a foul on Hilbert, so he picks up his second. Team foul number third. Here's Galley in the corner, closed out by Hilbert. Wants to drive, kicks it up top. To Kelly, to Holthouse for three, and that one's good. Tucker Holthouse now with seven, makes it 58-22 with a minute 15 to go in this third quarter. Here's Gavin Kane, right side pass, it goes to Cooper Hike. Hike the junior backing out into the right corner, back up top to Kane, they'll reset. A minute left in the third. It's an all Nemaha Central. They jumped out to a 26-0 lead, and have not looked back. Here's Hike, a baseline drive, little up and under, that's no good. And he pushes up a second opportunity, that's no good. And a rebound for Tate Seymour. And here's Holthouse pushing the tempo, stops in the left corner, guarded by Hilbert. They bounce it inside to Galley, working on Bass. Shot up good, and the foul. Gage Galley now with six, and a chance at a three-point play. Stops the clock at 37 seconds to go. The foul's on Holden Bass, his first. Jeff West shuffling in some players. As Galley will look to shoot, try to cap off a three-point play. Free throw is up, and that one's too strong. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Hilbert. And here comes Cooper Hike with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Wade Leonard for three. That is short. And a rebound for Brian Kelly. So down to 21 seconds to go. Kelly near sideline working on Wade Leonard. Gets a ball screen from Morse. Top of the key. 15 seconds to work. Galley has it left side working on Hilbert. Drives. Had it knocked away. Dribbling and out of bounds into the corner. It's going to be last touch by the Thunder. So Jeff West will keep. 8.5 seconds left here in the third. 58-24 our score. All Nemaha Central. Bounce it into the corner with Kelly. 4 seconds to go. A deep three. Desperation at the buzzer's no good. And that's going to end the third quarter. We will have a running clock in the fourth as Nemaha Central leads Jefferson West 58-24. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We'll have a running clock here in the fourth quarter as Nemaha Central emptying their bench with a 58-24 lead. Just a dominant performance tonight as Hilbert comes away with a steal and then he throws it away right back. So Jeff West gets a quick steal. Here's a three that's short and a rebound for Wade Leonard. They'll push the tempo up the floor. Wade Leonard wants to take it all the way. Bouncing one to the right side. Gavin Kane, pull up from 15 is good. Gavin Kane, the junior, now with five. Makes it 60-24. Just getting going here in the fourth quarter. Here is Connor Rich, the freshman. Works right, stops on the wing. Bouncing it inside to Galley. Galley working, shot up and good. Gage Galley. He's got eight. Makes it 60-26. Hilbert, top of the key. Also in the game, Carter Rottinghouse, a sophomore. Kane, Hilbert, also Jaden Thomas is in the game. And Wade Leonard as well. Here's Kane. Is driving baseline, is bumped and fouled by Morse. And Morse, that's his third. Team foul number five. Again, a running clock in effect, so down to 6:35 to go. Nice pass to Rottinghouse, and his shot is up. No good. Missed it inside, and a rebound for Morse. 60-26, Nemaha Central. Right corner it goes. Rich has it. Wants to drive baseline. Cut off. Throws a pass. Intercepted there by Wade Leonard. Another steal. And Leonard is bumped in the backcourt by Brian Kelly, and he'll be called for the foul. Kelly, his first team six. Tucker Holthouse back into the game for Jeff West. Leonard to throw it in. Gets it into the corner with Jaden Thomas, appearing in his fifth game of the season. Leonard, top of the key. Miss Kane on a cut, dribbles into the corner on the wing. They set up Gavin Kane up top. Nice ball fake, and we'll drive and draw the foul, and we'll shoot two. So nice minutes here by the junior Gavin Kane. They get Caleb Morris his fourth foul. So Gavin Kane, the junior, 5 points tonight, make it six as he connects on his first free throw of the season. Makes it 61-26. The running clock continues to move down to 5 minutes to go. And Gavin Kane now 2 for 2 at the line. He's got seven. Makes it 62-26. As Jeff West, Brian Kelly, top of the key, wants to get a ball screen. Working into the corner, hands it off to Galley. Galley dribbles up top of the key. Gets it back off to Tate Seymour. Here's Kelly. Nice cut by Seymour. Gets it inside. Good kick to Holthouse in the corner for two. That one is no good. And a rebound for Rottinghouse. And he wants to work it up the floor. Down to 4:25. Clock continues to move. Kane, a deep three. Short. And a rebound for Jefferson West. That one brought down by Morse. 62-26 coming up on the halfway point. Seymour, ball fake, gets inside, shot up, blocked by Hilbert, and a rebound by Gavin Kane. Kane hands it off to Leonard, halfway gone, halfway to go here in the fourth. Running clock in effect as Nemaha Central is going to snap a brief two-game slide and win their 15th game of the year with just two games left here in the regular season. There's a block shot by Galley in the corner on Jaden Thomas out of bounds, and it goes back to Jeff West. Cooper Hike will check back in for Wade Leonard. And so up next for Jefferson West, they'll be back at home on Friday as they'll host Riverside, and Nemaha Central will be leave on the road at Holton. Here's Galley, right side on the wing, under 3:20 left. Wants to drive, takes it all the way, contact and a foul. Running clock continues to move. Approaching 3 minutes left, they'll get Abe Hilbert with his third. Team foul number five, so still a foul to give for Nemaha Central. Seymour to throw it in, gets it into Morse. Shot is up, and a whistle and a foul. I think free throws will be coming up here for Jeff West. Call the foul on Gavin Kane, his first team six, and Caleb Morse at the line. He'll shoot two. And the first free throw is good. He's got three, makes it 62-27, under 2.5 minutes left. Free throw is up, and he goes 2 for 2. He's got four, 62-28, under 2:20 to go. He's coming down the home stretch here. Here's Cooper Hike, a drive, kicks it to Kane in the corner. Now he goes baseline, but he's going to be called for a travel. So the Thunder turn it over, their 11th. So down under 2 minutes to go, Jeff West getting it back. Jeff West will drop to 0-16 on the year. Nemaha Central will get their 15th win of the year. They'll go to 15-3, 9-3 in league play. That one's out of bounds, last touch by Morrison. Another turnover by Jeff West, so down to 90 seconds left in this ball game. Impressive start in this game for Nemaha Central. They led 26-0 at the end of one. Credit Jeff West. They played much better since then, but just got down too big, too early, and could not get themselves back into it. As Hobert had a reverse layup, no good, and then a rebound for Galley, and then he had it knocked away, so Nemaha Central gets it back with Kane as we're now down to a minute to go. Here's Cooper Hike, right side on the wing. They set it up. Jaden Thomas, a three. Good. Jaden Thomas from downtown. 65-28. Under 50 seconds remaining in the ball game. Final few possessions as, again, the running clock in effect. Here's Kelly into the corner, gets it back out to Morse. Kelly gets it back, top of the key. Here is Holthaus. Had it knocked away by Kane, and Kane's going to come away with a steal. And then Kane all the way. His layup's no good. Rebound by Rottinghaus. His shot is up, no good. And then a rebound for Morse as we're down to 20 seconds to go. As Jeff West looking to run out the final 10 seconds. Galley puts up a shot from deep. No good. Rebound Nemaha Central. And that will do it. So a 26-0 lead after the first quarter tonight for Nemaha Central. They build it and they win it 65-28 over Jefferson West. And we'll have our post game after a break brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business. For recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255 for a free quote.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Omaha Central sweeps Jefferson West as the girls victorious in game one, 30-27. Thunder boys dominant in the nightcap, 65-28. They led 26-0 at the end of the first quarter, built a 40-12 halftime lead, able to cruise along a running clock in the fourth quarter, able to put this game away again, 65-28. Omaha Central with the win now 15-3, 9-3 in Big 7 play. Tigers drop to 0-16. And 0-13. Get you the final numbers in this one and announce our player of the game. And Carter Lutz, leading scorer tonight. He had 15 points and four triples. Curtis Beck, a near double-double, 13 points and 9 rebounds. His brother Marcus, also a near double-double, 11 points and 9 rebounds. 7 points apiece from Cole Hermish and Gavin Kane. 6 points from Cooper Hike. 3 from Jaden Thomas. 2 from Wade Leonard. And 1 from Holden Bass. The leading scorer for the Tigers, Gage Galley, he had 8, 5 from Colby Ferrant, 4 points and 7 rebounds from Caleb Morse, also 7 points from Tucker Holthouse, the freshman, 2 apiece from Cooper Munson, and also Devin Watkins. 16 turnovers for the Tigers, Thunder had 11 turnovers, Thunder out-rebounded Jeff West 36-18, Thunder were 7-14 at the line, Tigers hit 3-7 at the charity stripe. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Again, big win tonight. So many guys you could choose from, and certainly it was very well balanced, and we've definitely highlighted the Becks multiple times. How about Carter Lutz tonight with 15 points and 4 threes? He was smooth as you could be in the early minutes as the starters were basically out by the early portions of the third quarter, but he got hot in the first half and finished the game with 15 points and 4 triples, and he is our player of the game, brought to you again by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So, again, that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight, as once again, we're down the home stretch, just a few games left here in the regular season, and a big bounce-back win for the Thunder boys and the Nemaha Central girls in control of their own destiny for a fifth straight Big 7 league crown. So, again, our finals one more time. The girls' contest, Nemaha Central wins it 30-27, and the nightcap, Thunder roll 65-28. Over Jefferson West. Up next for both of these teams, Jefferson West back at home. They host Riverside on Friday, while Nemaha Central, they will be on the road taking on Holton. For Kirk Kilman in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you Friday night for more high school hoops here on Kansaland Radio.